Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Linda. This is Linda McDowell, and I'm your host for Soul in the City, soon to be recaptured and renamed to Powerfully You. That is the name of my holistic coaching business. It's Powerfully You. You can get some interesting content and blogs on my webpage of www.powerfullyyou.wordpress.com. I have some really interesting content information to help you, to empower you, to encourage you. And, you know, that is what I am all about, just empowering, encouraging us in this game we call life. You know, we all need someone to be our cheerleader, someone to lift us up, someone to walk alongside us. We all need the good Lord. Yes, we do. And we need that, like the air we breathe. And that is how I make it through a whole lot of things in my life, the disappointments, the good things, the bad things, and all that, is my connection to the Father that has helped me so much in my life. But, you know, sometimes it's also nice. God works through us to have this person come alongside you, to encourage you, to hold you accountable, to challenge you. You know, if you're around people who do not challenge you, sometimes they may be stuck in a rut, you're stuck in a rut, and you're just not getting out. So today's broadcast is about asking the right questions could lead you to your breakthrough. You know, when you seem like you're just stuck, you seem like you're not coming, you're not going, you're just stuck in a certain place, you got to stop right there. Sometimes you're stuck for a reason. Stop right there and ask yourself some tough questions. Once you answer the questions, move out. When you answer the tough questions, you almost come up with a plan for you to move out in. And the most powerful thing you can do is believe in yourself. So that leads in to, you know, I always do a little music. You know how we do it. I'm going to do Micah Stanley's I Believe. And then we'll come back and talk about asking the right questions. I Believe by Micah Stanley. There you go.
He was reading a book about way to work. It was a book. I don't sleep along the chapters. God gave her this song in her dream, and I added what I couldn't add, but it was pretty much that. It says, we got things to walk and sleep, and God says all things come to me. God says he's given us the power to speak and sing a thing.
What?
And that was Micah Stampley in I Believe. You know, and that is the key, to believe that you can do whatever it is that you have put your mind to do. You have to believe in yourself. You have to be confident in yourself. You know, God has a vision for us that is usually more, not even usually, that is so much bigger than we have for ourselves. And one of the important things in life is to believe that you can accomplish the desires in your heart and to start with those desires. You know, God placed the desires of your heart in you. If there is something inside of you that you just want to do and that want or that desire never seems to go away, you're always dreaming about it, you want it, you can taste it, you can feel it, that's a desire that God has put inside of you. And he just wouldn't put the desire in you if he didn't also impart into you the gift, the talent, the creativity to accomplish that. Sometimes we feel like we're stumbling through and we don't know how we're going to do it or how we're going to get to that part. But believe, I believe that God has placed in me everything I need, everything I need to accomplish any desire that I truly have in my heart. Well, today we're going to be talking about asking the right questions. You know, asking the right questions could lead you to your breakthrough. Are you stuck in a rut and you just don't know? When you're stuck, it is a good time, you're already stuck, to stop and pause and ask yourself some important questions. And when you get the answer to the questions, then to move forward. You know, in this whole, if you go through a lot of my programming, and I've been doing this, I think, for like 2 or 3 years now on the radio blog, you go through a lot of the programming, what you will find is that I talk about a lot about getting quiet and listening, because a lot of times we're on the go, that we don't stop ourselves to listen. God placed his spirit inside of you, your Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He is inside of you to help you, to guide you, to direct you, and to tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. You really need to be quiet, because it's that still, small voice inside of you that directs you, that leads you in the right direction. So, you know, we have to be quiet sometimes to hear that voice. And so one of the things that I want to talk about is the questions that we should ask ourselves to get out of the rut. And, you know, some of the questions that, and I came across an article that really had some great questions, but I'm going to go with some of the questions that I asked myself, you know, and these are open-ended questions. Open-ended questions are great if you take the open-ended question and write down the answers. And it's usually that first answer that comes out of you, that like springs forth out of you. That's the answer. Don't be worried about the grammar and all of that. Write the answer that first comes out of you. And as I go through some of these questions, I want you to think about them. Hey, if you're not doing anything, go ahead and get you a tablet or whatever, write on your computer. Write the answers to the open-ended questions and look at them. You'll usually find a theme that is helping you to push toward wherever it is next to you're going. Like some of the questions I like to ask my clients is, what if? What if? What if you started that business? What if you started that singing career? What if you didn't fail? What if you really succeeded? What if your life looked the way you wanted it to look? What if your life was your dream life? What would you do? What if? You know, we can be stuck in the rut and ask what if. Or we can ask what if with the ability to move forward after the what if. Because, you know, when you fail sometimes, and if you're stuck in the rut and you won't go one way or the other, you're just stuck and you're scared to move forward, scared to move back, you can ask, well, what if I would have done so-and-so? What if I would have dared to do that? What if I would have asked that person to marry me? What if I would have? And you could have missed out on some opportunities in your life
and still been stuck in the rut, still asking the same questions. Or you can ask, what if? What if I do go after the man I really want? What if I do go for the job that has been my dream job? What if I do start the business? And you do it.
Then 5 years later, you've accomplished that what if. So I challenge you to look at your what if as a challenge and take a step. And, you know, sometimes we are defeated by small steps. I don't care if it's a small step. Starting the class, you know. In order for me to start this business, maybe I need to learn some more about starting or opening up a business. Or if it's going for that person that I want, maybe the first step is to introduce myself. You never know till you try. And usually when you try, you'd be surprised at what is happening next. I know there's this quote, I don't mean to say, I know that there is a quote, and I think it's by Marian Anderson, what if I'm greater, and, you know, just what if I'm smarter, what if I'm greater than I ever thought, you know, what if, and you are, you just have to open yourself to the possibility that that is there for you. And then one of the things, when I was a kid, me and my brother used to dare each other, and I was a pretty daring child, and whenever somebody told me not to do something, I usually was going to do it anyway or try it. And one of the things that we used to jokingly say to each other was, who says? Says who? You know, says who? And so that was our dare to each other, pretty much. And so I dare you with the same question. Says who? Says who you that you can't start a business? Says who that you can't outlive your wildest dreams? Says who that you can't go for it? Says who that you can't be in a positive relationship that is loving and giving? Says who that you have to stay with a person who's treating you bad and doesn't respect you? Says who that you can't move to the next level? And a lot of times when you answer that daring question, who says, a lot of times the person that says who is you. You say you can't. You say you won't. You can't. You say that this is all I can have. And you're telling yourself a lie. You can have and dream anything that your mind can conceive that you can have. If your mind conceives and dreams that you are in a very loving relationship with someone who cherishes and trusts you, and you happen to be in a relationship with somebody who really they're not into you, if you really look at the situation, that's who that you can't move away from that relationship and move into something better in your life. You'll never get better if you don't take the steps to go forward to get what you really want. You got to take the first step. And maybe the first step is to get out of a relationship. You know, you've been living with somebody for 15 years and they still haven't asked you to marry you. They're stuck. You're stuck. Somebody's going to have to break the mold. Not saying chuck that relationship, but if they haven't married you in 15 years, when are they? Just asking. I'm just saying, as they say. But there are in life important questions that you have to ask yourself, tough questions, challenging questions. But if you take the time to answer them and then act accordingly in a positive way that you know will lead ultimately to your personal growth, you'll start getting those things that you so desire. So here are some other questions that just think about, okay? One is, what is worth suffering for? And a lot of times, whatever you really want, you may have to go through some things to get to it. So what is worth going through? Like even when you go to the gym, if you want to lose those pounds, you're going to have to work out. And it may hurt a little while. And you might just stretch the muscles that haven't been stretched there. Run and lift some weights. And you're going to cause some fatigue and stretch those muscles. And it may be a little painful, but you know at the end of it, there's going to be gain. No pain, no gain. Sometimes it is. So sometimes even in things that you want to accomplish, you have to say, in this article, the
author says, what are you suffering for? I say count the cost. What would be the cost of you going to the next level? Would the cost be that you're going to have to start a class? Well, maybe you're going to get home later. Maybe, you know, you may have to find a babysitter. How can you make up that time? Whatever decision that you're going to go for, always number one, count your cost. And what is the cost going to be to me? The next one is based on my daily routines and actions, where can I expect to be in 5 years? If you're going to do the same things you've been doing, you're not going to get what you want. So you're going to have to say, based on my current actions, based on what I'm doing, if I want to lose weight and every day, this is for me too, I'm eating bun buns and eating all the wrong things, then obviously I am not going to lose weight. So based on my actions, if I'm eating fried chicken and cake every day in the next 5 years, I would have probably gained 100 to 200 pounds if I keep on doing what I'm doing. However, if I change that and eat more greens, fresh vegetables, drink plenty of water, eat fruit, and cut down my portion size and exercise and keep that going at a steady pace, not only in 5 years, in months, I will have seen some benefits to all my hard work. And, you know, count the cost. Even I'm going to go back to count the cost. Even if you mess up an hour or a meal, if you were trying to lose weight, we're just going to use that for example, get back at it. Don't let that meal cause it to be two meals, cause it to be three meals. The next meal, eat healthier. The next time, take 10 steps instead of 15 steps. Go up the steps instead of taking the elevator. Any and every little bit of things help. So, like I said, based on your daily routine, where could you expect to be in 5 years? That was that question. And then the next question was, I'm sorry, kind of lost me. What am I doing and who am I doing it with? You know, who are the people that I am hanging with? Who are the people that I am most around? Are these people helpful to me? Are these people helping me? Are these people, you know, taking me to another level? Because sometimes you have to move around, move away from people, places, and things. If they're stuck in a rut, so will you be. You need to be around people who will challenge you, people who will encourage you and be with you. Kind of almost some people who, when you look at them, could be a little bit intimidating, but they encourage you to go to the next level. You have to be around people, have mentors and coaches and these people that challenge you to go to the next level. And this may sound a little bit morbid, but what would people say about me at my funeral? You know, are you living the kind of life that, you know, at the end of your days, people would have something good to say? Because I know I've been to the funeral of some people that, you know, you struggle to think or to find some good things to say about them. Do I treat people with respect and dignity the way I want to be treated? Am I loving and giving? Do I walk around with a bad attitude? You know, that affects your growth because nobody wants to be around, nobody wants to mentor or help somebody who has a bad attitude. And it's always good to look at what lessons in life did I learn the hard way. You know, sometimes we don't want to, but we made some mistakes or hit our face on the concrete wall. We don't always want to take that situation, look at it, and find out how you could do it better. I think I talked about something like that a week or so ago. But you have to look at your failures, your upsets. What am I doing there that's wrong? Is there a pattern in that? Like if you're in bad relationships, look at them. Am I picking the same guy, really, that doesn't want to make a commitment to me, that treats me bad? If this is the same guy, just a different face, his characteristics is the same, you got to stop right there and break the mold. Then another question, and I'm just going through some questions that you can think about, because in order to maybe start a business or do something or go to your next level, travel, whatever it is that you desire in your heart,
How do you use your money? Do you serve money or does money serve you? You know, are you so entrenched in having the latest designer clothes and you have $300 pair of shoes in your closet but you don't have $300 in the bank? You need to rethink some things. Start saving. Start doing things so that you can go for the desires you want to have. If you need to take classes, you're going to need money, you know. You need to think about those things and have some monies available. What are you grateful for? Sometimes even to move forward, you have to be grateful for the people, places, and things in your life right now. You know, stop and say, God, you know, I thank you for what I have. And I have to accept things at this moment. I'm grateful that I have a supportive family that will encourage me and be with me and lift me up and be patient with me as I'm going through this process of going through the next level. I'm grateful for my relationship with you, Father, because whatever happens, I can always go to you. What are you grateful for? And take the time to thank the Father for the moment that you're in now and what you're grateful for. What, and we don't always lift ourselves up, what have you done that you are most proud of? You know, if it's raised your kids, if it's go to school, if whatever you have that you are proud of, you have to kind of give yourself that kudo too to see for the next level. Well, I did this. And also some of the things that you've accomplished in your past also will tell you that you have the stuff inside of you to go ahead and push past to the next level. What is your biggest fear, you know, with this dream, with this, what that you'll fail? Some of the people, I heard that Henry Ford, before he failed at so many times before he came up with the same thing with Thomas Edison. They failed over and over till they came up to the right formula. The thing is not that you failed, but did you learn? Did you not learn something from the failure? And each one of them, they picked up a better way with each formula. Each time they failed, they picked up something to add to the picture, to take it to a better spot the next time. So that's great. Do you get quickly offended? Because sometimes people can give us information, and if we're offended, we can't stop, look at ourselves, and move to the next level. Do you get easily offended? Sometimes to move to the next level, you're going to have to develop a tough skin, improve where you need to improve, dust yourself off. You know, you're always going to have some haters, and haters going to say, but if everybody's saying the same thing, it's something you need to look at. Improve it, shake it off, and keep it moving, darling. Are you living a meaningful life? You know, sometimes there is, you know, you are content with your life as it is right now. You know, maybe the next biggest thing is that you want to get a house or you just want to see your grandchildren or whatever it is that you dream or desire for. You know, to get it, you have to be living a meaningful life now. Are you in service to others? Do you think about others? Do you live your life that you can touch somebody else's life? As we look for mentors, are you mentoring another person, a younger person maybe that might be coming? You've come up so far up the road. Reach behind and grab somebody else and pull them up, as somebody else is maybe reaching behind and pull you up. Think about others. And do you think that you are important and worthy? You know, sometimes moving to the next level, you have to know your worth in this world. And that's not being cocky. That is being confident. It's knowing your worth helps you to not play small. And I talked about playing small before. You know, sometimes we play small. You know things. God has given you wisdom and discernment. And sometimes we just go past that. Or we're in a group of people maybe, and you're embarrassed by your accomplishments. Don't play small. When you live in the place that God has placed you in, you help others reach up to the same place or higher. So we can't play small, because when we play small, then we're allowing others around us to be small too. So don't play small. It's a disservice to yourself and others. One of the other things what do I need to spend more or less time doing in order to move forward? You know, we can look at our lives, look at your day-to-day patterns. Do you spend 8 hours looking at television? 10 hours looking at television, where that time could be reading, it could be improving, it could be exercising, it could be making your daily plan for the next day. And yes, we do need downtime, and I'm not saying that. But if you're spending, if you don't have a job maybe and you're spending 8 hours in front of the television, some of that 8 hours, if not all of it, could be looking for a job. What are you spending your time doing? And look at your time. Look for the time wasters. Are you on the internet? I might be guilty of some of this more than you should be. Are you doing things to improve, or are you doing time wasters? So think about that and then correct the situation. With all of these questions, think about it. There's an area that you need to improve on. Go for it. It's not to beat you down. It's to have you think about that and improve, move forward. And we talked about service, but in service of what? You know, when you are in service to others, think who you want to give your time to. Be it a church, is there an organization or a group that you want to help people along the way? Because, you know, as we give, others give to us. It just creates a circle of giving and love in the atmosphere, and it helps us all to reach higher levels. So in service of whom and in service of what? You know, no matter what you do, help somebody, help some group, do something for others besides, you know, we can't only think about ourselves. We have to think about others too. What old rejections are still holding me back today? And I think this is very powerful because a lot of times, you know, when people have said no, maybe it was a job you went for or a lover that you thought that you could not live without, and they rejected you, and if you look at your life, you've been on hold ever since. What rejections are holding you back? You know, do those rejections make you feel like you were less than, that you weren't worthy and all of that? Those are lies from the pit of hell. Don't know another way to say it. You are worthy of the best. God made you. He shined you. You are the best. You're worthy of the best. Live in that, breathe in that, and know that, and release those things, people, places, and things that are holding you back from going to places that you desire in your heart to go. And this one is a good one. Are the people around me helping me or hurting me? Be so brutally honest to yourself. Are the people around you helping you or hurting you? If they're helping you, they really need to be in your life. If they're encouraging you and lifting you up, those are the people that you treasure and want to keep in your life. If they're hurting or hindering your progress or growth, it might be time to release them. And you know what? It's not like you got to just dismiss them, but you spend less time with them. You don't keep them in your close contacts and everything. How are my shoulds getting in the way of my haves? You know, sometimes we should be at a certain place. So there's a place between striving and appreciation. Work hard, but don't go looking for something better every second. You know, sometimes we just have to appreciate and be grateful for the moment that we're in. I have to remind myself, I am such a go-getter. I'm always, what can I do next? How can I improve that? Sometimes I have to, you know, smell the grass and the coffee right where I am and know that, you know, for right now, this is where God has me, and I have to be content in this place for a while. That doesn't mean I have to stop dreaming. That doesn't mean I have to stop preparing. But I don't have to spend so much time preparing to get to the next level that I can't appreciate the touch of my husband or the love of my daughter, appreciate and be aware of those moments. And finally, what is worth smiling about right now? You know, pat yourself on the back if you made some steps towards your goal, if you aren't playing small,
and you've looked and worked hard on yourself, you know, just for where you are, even if it was small steps or whatever, if today you didn't eat a piece of cake and that was your goal, pat yourself on the back for all your accomplishments. You know, and this is the end of the program. I'm so glad that you took the time to come and listen in. Just want to thank you for that. Think about some of the things we talked about. Not only ask the questions, but do the work with it. We all have work to do on ourselves, to improve ourselves, to help us move forward, to live the life by design that we desire to live in. And don't be afraid to get those coaches, mentors, those people that can help you because they have the information and the wisdom, because they can encourage and uplift you. We all need that sometimes, and don't be afraid to ask for it. And if I can be of help or service to anyone, reach out to me. You can reach out to me here on Blog Talk Radio. You can reach me on my website, as I said before, www.powerfullyyou.wordpress.com. You can email me at powerfullyyou.com. I'm sorry, I'm losing my thing. Why don't you just email mcdonaldlinda14@yahoo.com? That'll get it. I have so many emails and stuff. But I just want you to reach out to me if I can be of any service to you anyway. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. So glad we could have this time just to talk, to interact with each other. And let me know if there's ever anything I can do. We're going to go back out with Micah. And please, I believe, got to believe in yourself to go to the next level. Got to believe in yourself to even examine yourself and work on yourself. So believe. Micah Stampy.
All things.